Hello, hello, you guys. Welcome to Growing in Grace. This is going to be episode 2. I'm so excited that you guys are here and that you guys are listening. I'm just super excited to get into this word today that the Lord has for many of us. I made a mistake and I already lied to you guys. I told you guys that for the first episode, it was going to be called Growing in Grace. But then I titled it Grace because I realized that I went a completely different direction from what I intended. And so now this episode is actually going to be called Growing in Grace. So I'm super excited once again to get into this word. But just as always, we're going to go ahead and we're going to bow our heads in prayer first, just to go ahead and give thanks to the Lord. And then we'll go ahead and get into this word. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this day, God. We thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins, Lord God, that we would be reconciled to you, Lord Jesus. I just pray that you would have your way with this episode, Lord Jesus, that you would have, that you would decrease my flesh and increase in your spirit, Lord God, and just allow me to be a vessel for you, Lord Jesus, and that you would just speak through me, Lord God, and just allow this to reach many people, Lord. I know that your word is alive and it's active, Lord God, and so I know that this is going to resonate not only just for me, but for many of us, Lord God, who are listening. And so I just pray that you would use this, Lord God, to bring a peace of mind that surpasses all human understanding, regardless of any of the seasons that we are currently going through, Lord God. Allow us to learn more about you, Lord Jesus, as you are the center of it all, Lord God, the foundation of all things, the only thing that matters in this life, Lord God. So allow us to continuously elevate you, Lord Jesus, that you would become more and we become less, Lord God, and just allow this platform and this space to just be all about you, Lord God. Teach us more about you and your love and your grace, Lord God, and how we are able to grow in grace because of you and because of the grace that you have given us, Lord God. But I just thank you that you are using me for your kingdom, Lord God, that you are bringing people to this podcast, Lord Jesus. You are just so faithful, and I'm so excited to see what you're going to be doing moving forward. And so I just pray that you would bless this time, Lord God, and just bless each and every one of the listeners who are here, Lord God, listening in on your word. But we thank you, Jesus. We love you. We praise you. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Okay. So again, once again, the title of this episode is going to be Growing in Grace. I lied yesterday about the title of yesterday's podcast. So I'm sorry about that. Not to already start messing up as I already started over, but that's just Jaylene. That's just who I am. Anyways, so I want to go ahead and talk to you guys a little bit about what today's episode is going to be like. Yesterday we talked about grace and what is grace and, exactly why grace was needed to begin with, right? So we went into depth about that. And so today I wanted to talk about the reason why we are able to continuously grow, not just physically, but spiritually. And this is because of the grace of God that was given to us, right? So 2 Peter 3:18 says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen." And so when I started the ministry it's the Lord's ministry, but that he led me to start, this was a verse that the Lord had led me to for growing in grace. It was, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." And so this stuck out to me because it's so important, because the only reason why we are even able to have a relationship with the Lord is because of the grace that he has given us. It's because he has chosen to forgive us. And it's by his grace that we were reconciled back to the Lord to have a relationship with him, right? And so it's, grace is so important, not just for our relationship with Jesus, but it's also important for our relationships with one another. So it's important in our friendships, in our family relationships, in our marriages. Without grace, we would never be able to have a relationship. If it wasn't for the grace of God, we would never have been able to have a relationship with the Lord ever again. We would have been dead in our sins. There would have been death. There would never have been an opportunity for us to repent and move forward. Okay. So I also want to make things clear that grace is not an exception. Before we get into things further, because I'm going to talk about grace, not just in our relationship with the Lord, but in our relationships with one another. And I just want to make it very clear that grace is not an exception to continue to make a practice out of sinning. It's not an exception to continue to allow people to, you know, harm you or do things, you know, or continue to do, make the same mistakes, right? If anything, grace is the opportunity to repent and to turn away from that mistake and continue to grow. Okay, so just as Lord has given us grace, where we repent from our old ways, we repent from the sins that we once had committed against God, we turn from those ways and we change because of the grace that he has given us, where we make the right decision because of grace, where we turn away from those decisions and our mistakes and our sins, right? So this is the same exact thing that we are to do when we are having relationships with one another. So this is, again, in friendships, in our marriages, in our family relationships with our mother, father, sister, brother, cousins, aunts, again, husbands, wives, your best friend, okay? Nobody is perfect. Once you have an understanding of how we are born into sin, right? We have an understanding that, you know, there is no perfect person here on this planet, right? Besides, obviously, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it is so important for us to understand the grace that God has given us, because once we understand that we have been forgiven, okay, we are too also supposed to forgive others for what they do against us, for their sins against us, okay? And ultimately, this is a beautiful thing within itself, because how much more are we like Christ when we are choosing to forgive somebody who has sinned against us, somebody who has wronged us, right? It's not an easy thing. You know, Jesus died on the cross. He was obedient to the point of death on the cross for the sake of giving us grace. He died for us to have grace. Okay, so grace is not something that it's easy to give, right? And the Lord never said that it would be easy, but he said that he would be with us. And he gives us a spirit, which is a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And so by his spirit, we are able to be strengthened to give the same love and grace that the Lord has offered us. Okay, and this is for those who truly have an understanding of God's grace and those who have been forgiven by the Lord. We're able to have an understanding of what Jesus came and did for us, that we, because we have this understanding, and because the Lord has given us his spirit, which was to have grace, right? It's the Lord's spirit within us. We are able to forgive and give the same grace to those who harm us. Okay, so this is just super important to understand, because grace is not an easy thing to give. Okay, I think a lot of people have a misunderstanding of, you know, God, like it's not easy, like, to forgive somebody. This person did this to me. This person did that to me. And how am I ever supposed to forgive them? Like, this is, they did the worst thing to me. They stabbed me in the back. I trusted this person and they betrayed me. And a lot of us, the thing is too, is that other people's sins, they harm us. They cause us a lot of pain. And a lot of us experience different traumas, right? Where we experience a certain level of betrayal and it's hard to come back from that, right? But grace, again, is not easy, but the Lord will give us strength to forgive those people, right? And how much more strong are we to not just cut things off cold turkey with somebody, but to instead do the hard thing, the thing that takes a lot of power and strength, which is to forgive somebody for what they've done to you. Another thing that I want to mention is that our identity is found in Christ alone. Okay, so regardless of what anybody has done to you, any betrayal or trauma that somebody may have caused you, that has absolutely nothing to do with you and your identity, again, that is found in Christ Jesus. Okay, another thing, the reason why people find it so hard to give grace and to offer grace and to forgive those who have trespassed against them, to forgive those who have wronged them, is because people, a lot of the times, they don't find their identity in Christ. They find their identity in other people, in their relationships, whether, again, this is with a spouse, whether this is with just a significant other, whether this is just with somebody who is in your family. They seek validation and their self-worth in other people. And so when those people turn around and they betray them, this is where the person feels a lack of self-worth. This is where they have an identity crisis, where they don't feel worthy. And this is where it's harder for them to forgive, okay? A lot of the times, people, and this is for speaking for myself too, you know, the Lord had to teach me about grace and teach me about what he had to do for me in order for me to be able to do the same things for others. But a lot of the times people will just bottle up and they'll close up and they will, we live in a world where right now the strength, and this is a lie from the enemy, the strength and the strong thing to do is to cut people off and to stop talking to them. You know, you did me wrong. This person betrayed me. This person stabbed me in the back. I trusted this person and they let me down. So therefore, I'm done talking to them. I'm never going to speak to them again. I'm going to block them out of my life. This is a complete lie from the enemy. And this is a very dangerous thing to do. Okay. The word of God says that, you know, we are supposed to forgive the way that the Lord has forgiven us. So if we want God to forgive us, we need to forgive others, okay? It is a dangerous thing to want the forgiveness of God, but to not forgive other people for sinning against you, okay? Because we sinned against the Lord. We sinned against the Lord, and he was gracious enough, came, and he died just to give us grace, just so that we can have a relationship with him. So ever think that, you know, that now because you're walking with God, maybe I think of people, another thing, I think that, I'm sorry, I jump a lot. So you guys have to try to keep up with me. I'm sorry. But another thing is, a lot of people, I think they have a misunderstanding that once they start walking with God, that it's going to get easier, that people are going to love you more. And there's going to be a certain level of respect. And there is going to be a certain level of respect that people will have for you once you start walking with the Lord, right? Because your values and your values just line up with God. Your standards line up with godly standards. So it naturally brings people up higher, because in order to reach you, to walk with you, they have to be on a certain, you know, on a certain level, on a certain wavelength. I don't want to say energy, because that could be demonic. We're not going to go there. But yeah, it just brings people up higher when our standards are God's standards, right? Our boundaries are the boundaries of God that God has given us. Anyways, so people have a misconception thinking that, you know, now I'm walking with God. Now I'm going to be, you know, protected, and nobody is going to harm me because God's going to protect me. And this is also a huge deception, okay? Once you start walking with Christ, if anything, you are on a narrow road, okay? The road is so narrow because a lot of people don't understand this, but the road is so narrow because of how hard and difficult it is, okay? Not many people are willing to continuously die to themselves in order to live to Christ, right? You are turning away from your desires. You're turning away from certain friendships, certain relationships, certain hobbies that you were once engaging in order to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, okay? In order to be renewed day by day, okay? So it's not an easy thing. But another thing that I want to mention is that people will start to, because Jesus, no servant is higher than our master, right? A servant is not greater than their master. So, you know, us who are walking with the Lord, we're not greater than Jesus. If Jesus was killed and crucified for his obedience to God, when we are following Jesus and when we are being obedient to Christ, you cannot think for a second that people are not going to come up against you, and that people are not going to betray you, and that people are not going to try to come and kill you. Literally, the thief comes to... Or what is it? The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, okay? So we know that the battle is not between flesh and blood, right? It's between these demonic principalities in this world, right? So the battle is spiritual. And so there are people who they have battles with the enemy, right? And so the enemy will use certain people to try to come to kill, steal, and destroy us, okay? So you cannot for a second believe that now that you're walking with God, that things are going to be so easy and things are going to be peaceful and you're not going to be attacked and people are not going to come to try to kill, steal, and destroy you and what God is doing in your life, okay? And so once you actually start walking with God, the battle becomes real. It becomes real because once you're, when you're walking in the world and you're walking the wide road, right, that leads to destruction, you're living life in peace. If anything, you're giving in to your desires. You're not dying to yourself. So life is peaceful. It's easy. The world accepts you. People love you. When you start walking with God and you're starting to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, we carry the Holy Spirit of God, right? That is a spirit of, Jesus was the light of this world. So we will carry this light that is within us. And I just want to say, this is not our own doing. This is never our own doing. But this is the Spirit of God. This is the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. Because of the Holy Spirit that lives within us, this light naturally just exposes the darkness, okay? So people will, you could just be there in a room full of people. Your presence, this presence of the Holy Spirit that is in you and that is on you and that's on your life is so bright and it's so powerful that other people will take notice of it. Okay. So a lot of the times there's people who will go around saying that, you know, I'm a Christian and I follow God and I follow Jesus and I'm doing this and this and that. And the truth is that when you truly are walking with God, you don't have to say that because your life is going to reflect that. Your life is going to reflect that. So it's kind of like the saying of, you know, actions speak louder than words. It's the same thing where, you know, you're just the way you're living, your standards, your morals, your values, they're all going to be in alignment with the word of God, that it's going to be shown and you don't have to say anything, you know? And so again, this light is going to expose the darkness within people and people will naturally feel a discomfort when we are around them, okay? Because they're going to see there's something going on spiritually with this person. And a lot of people don't have an understanding of this, okay? So this is where the feelings of like jealousy and these type of feelings are spewed up within other people. They're stirred up within other people because they don't have an understanding of the spiritual truths that are happening right before their eyes, okay? People are spiritually blind. And so when we carry this light, people, they feel uncomfortable in our presence if they are in the world, okay? Because they know they're convicted. The Holy Spirit convicts us. And so when people carry the Holy Spirit, naturally, other people are convicted because they know spiritually they are lacking something, that they're not where they are. They're not where they want to be in life. Or there's, so another way that the Holy Spirit had given this to me in the past was, when we are alive in Christ, okay, we are connected to the source of life, okay? And other people who are dead, and I want to say this with as much humility as I possibly can, but I try to picture this as, I don't want to say people are parasites, right? But dead things always need to be attached to something that is alive to live, right? And so just as we have to be connected to Christ in order to have life, other people will see a certain life that is within us that they don't have, right? Because they're looking for life in temporary things that are dying away, okay? And so when you're putting your value and you're looking for what your purpose is in temporary things of this world, people will have a lack of self-worth. They lack purpose. They don't know who they are. And this is because, again, they don't know God. So their identity is not there, right? So a lot of times when somebody is seeing that one of God's children is alive, right? And again, they may not know that it's because of God, because they're spiritually blind there. A lot of times they'll try to mimic you. They'll try to latch onto you. They start to watch you. And this is where we get those monitoring spirits who are trying to keep up with you because there's something that you have that they lack and they can't put a finger on it. They don't know exactly what that is. But this is a lot of the times where these feelings of jealousy are going to rise up. These feelings of envy and just, they want what you have. They want what you have. Okay. And so we have to be extremely careful when we are walking with God, because again, the road is so narrow. The road is so narrow because of how difficult it is. To be honest with you, it's not an easy walk, but the Lord never promised that it would be easy. He promised that he would be there with us. And the Lord is faithful, right? He 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, he who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. And so if God has called you into relationship with him, it's going to be by his strength, by his power that you are able to continuously walk with him. Okay. It is never our own doing. Okay. The gift of God, the free gift of God, which we talked about in the episode yesterday called grace, the free gift of God was grace, right? And it is not our own doing. Okay. So nothing that we do in our walk with God is ever our own doing, okay? It's always going to be the Holy Spirit that is living within us that gives us the strength to be obedient, okay? Because again, in the flesh, there was never anything that we can do to come into relationship with God. We could have never done it. If we were ever able to do it in the flesh, we would have never needed a Savior to come and save us. We would have never needed, what would have been the purpose of the Holy Spirit? What would have been the purpose of Jesus coming, dying for us to give us his Spirit if we were ever able to do anything that God had called us to do? Okay. So once you have an understanding of all of these different things, you start to see things through the eyes of Christ. And this is because, again, not because of you, but because Christ is the one that is pouring himself into you by his Spirit. He's conforming us to become more like him. Day by day, as we are dying to ourselves on our walk with the Lord, right? We become more like Christ. And so, believe it or not, God will allow certain people to harm us because, not because he ever intended to hurt us, right? But he will allow it to teach us grace, to teach us more about him, to teach us to become more like him. You guys, when I'm telling you that Jesus Christ is the center of everything, he is. He is. He is the center of it all. Okay? So in order for us to even have a, you know, one thing I want to say also is that once you start shifting your focus on Christ alone, it doesn't matter what season you are currently in. It doesn't matter what somebody does to betray you or go against you. It does not matter because, first of all, your identity is in Christ. So those things, even if they hurt you, it's not going to affect you the way it's going to affect the world and those who don't have an understanding of Jesus, right? But you start to see the love of God in a completely different way. It's extremely mind-blowing. Like when I start to like sit back and think about all of these things, I really start to reflect on like, wow, like, you know what? Like praise you, Lord, for allowing people to even betray me or to do me wrong or whatever it is that people have done, because you give me the opportunity to be like you in this situation where I can choose. You have blessed me enough to be like you, Jesus, where I can give the same grace to somebody else the way that you have given me. You're allowing me to have an opportunity to even to be you, to be a reflection of you to somebody else. Like, praise God, seriously. It is so beautiful, and it's so humbling, and honestly, it brings me just that thought usually brings me to tears, because it's just like, what did we ever do to deserve God's grace, you know? And so it's a beautiful thing when we are able to give the same grace to other people who have harmed us. It is a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. And you know what? The enemy will lie and tell you, block that person and remove them from your life because they're horrible and they're going to hurt you again and they're going to do all of these different things. But we would have never known the Lord if it wasn't for God forgiving us. And it is the same thing. We would not be able to continuously have a relationship with our mother, sister, father, brother, with our best friends, with our cousins, with whoever it is, your husband, your wife. You will have never you will never be able to continuously have a sustainable, lasting relationship with one another if it isn't for grace. Okay, so I pray that this blesses you guys because just me even speaking about this, I feel blessed by God because I really do feel like the Lord just came and did exactly what He wanted to do with this episode, and I just feel so blessed right now to even be able to speak these words. It's just a beautiful, humbling thing. But yeah, I just pray that this really blesses you guys. I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up for today. We're going to leave it right there on a good note. That was an amazing word, Lord Jesus. So anyways, yeah, I pray that this blesses you guys. I pray that this brings you a peace of mind, regardless of whatever it is that you're going through. I know every single one of us has been betrayed at some point in our lives and in our walk with the Lord. Or if you haven't been, you haven't been walking with the Lord, and maybe you're here listening to this because you want to walk with the Lord, okay? Once you have an understanding of this, this is going to give you a peace of mind. You know, your identity is not found in what other people do to you or what you have gone through and your life experiences. No, your identity is found in Christ alone, and praise God that it's found on something that is eternal, okay? Something that you know, is alive and is alive eternally, you know, versus finding our identity in the things of this world that are dying away. That is where there is where people are lost. So yeah, I just pray that this blesses you. I'm so excited to continuously see what the Lord is going to be doing because I already see Him moving, and God is just so faithful. He's so faithful, and I just love Him so much. I just love Jesus. So yeah, I just pray that this blesses you guys. I know I said that like already like 5 times, but I really do pray that this just helps somebody today, and share this with those who need to hear it. We all need Jesus. So like I said yesterday, don't be stingy, put this word out. But yeah, I look forward to the next time that the Lord releases me to speak to you guys, but I love you guys all with the love of Christ. Bye. God bless.